A Tale of Two Regions and the Concerns over the Weather. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Long-range weather patterns plaguing the southeast and southern plains this year expects to continue impacting crops, field work, and wildlands. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
First, the southeast has battled drought-like conditions all season long, and other than a brief respite of moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Humberto, dryness remains in the land. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the drought has already done its worst on summer and fall crops like cotton, corn, and soybeans. But now that winter approaches, the concern expands to winter plantings.
For the winter crop season, we've got big issues with lack of soil moisture for winter wheat, cover crops, cool season pastures, anything that depends on good fall moisture in the soil to make a go of it.
He adds it's not just agricultural lands that could be impacted by the southeastern drought.
We also have to worry about the secondary fire season in the southeast. We had huge fires this spring in Georgia and Florida, and as the leaves begin to fall in some of the forested areas, conditions remain very dry, so we'll have to watch for wildfires flaring, especially in the central and southern Appalachians this winter.
Now turn to the southern plain states of Texas and Oklahoma, where the opposite has happened. Rains on top of more rains, causing significant land saturation.
Already in Texas and Oklahoma, some areas that have seen near record annual rainfall totals, and we still have all of October, November, and December to go. That has caused, obviously, some delays in not just crop development. Cotton has been very slow to develop this year.
Rippey adds rangeland owners are also concerned about the wet conditions going into winter.
You've got the wet fields and the cattle are out there on the fields. That can cause damage to the fields because the roots just tear out of the ground when the soils are too wet.
And according to the USDA meteorologists, the respective weather patterns of the southeast and southern plain states are expected to continue for the immediate future. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Tale of Two Regions with Weather Extremes. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.